Hi, I'm Mary Harrell. Do you hear that, parents and grandparents? Do you hear that faint jingle of bells? That sound means that Advent has begun. Christmas will be here before you can count to 25. And if you have some little ones that love counting and love Christmas, and honestly, I think they all do, you will have a beautiful new picture book to share with you today that will absolutely delight both little ones and adults alike. The book is A Child's Christmas Counting Book, and it's the second Christmas picture book from the author-illustrator team of Dr. Paul Thigpen and John Foley. The book has rollicking rhymes, charming verses, and truly magical illustrations that are deeply rooted in traditional sacred art, and all of it is focused on the birth of Jesus. And Paul Thigpen, who is a former editor of Tan Books and a best-selling author or co-author of 58 titles. Can you count to 58? That's kind of high, boys and girls. He's here today to tell us more. So Paul, welcome to the show.
Mary, great to be here. Thanks for the invitation.
Paul, this book is actually a companion book to another children's book I just said with John Foley called A Child's Christmas ABC Book, also by the two of you. How is it diving back into the world of children's lit again with this Christmas theme?
It's so much fun. You know, I think I may have mentioned in the interview about the other book that I originally wrote the text for both of these books for my daughter, who was then a very young preschooler. And so I won't tell how many years ago that was for her sake, but it was decades ago, and had so much fun doing it, especially for her with her in mind. But then the time came when I thought, I want more children to be able to read this. And, and so I'm so glad after all this time to have found John Foley through Tan. He's done other work for them, and we've worked on both these books together. And I love to have a lot of kind of almost magic and whimsy, and you know what I write about magic understood in the right way. Mm-hmm. It's focused on Jesus, and John has such a great way of looking at the text and saying, okay, here's where the magic is, here's where the beauty is, and pulling it out. So I'm just thrilled to be able to do this. I have a number of godchildren, many of whom are still preschoolers, and getting one to each one of them. I'm reading it to my grandkids. I now have just had grandchild number 6 was born.
Oh, yay.
A week and a half ago.
Oh, wow.
And so I love being able to read to them the stories that I wrote and read to their mother.
Paul, when you were writing these, composing these back in however many years ago it was, which shall not be mentioned, but back in the day, did you think about the idea that, gosh, maybe one day these would be books that thousands of children would read with their parents?
Not when I first wrote them, but the time finally came when I said, yeah, I think there's something here that we can bring to other kids. And I would sometimes have other kids over, and because at that point, I'm not much of an artist, but I had illustrated the books for the Christmas gifts, one this year and one the next. And some other kids were already reading them and enjoying them, but, you know, with my illustrations. So anyway, I just had the sense one day it's going to be like this. It's
going
to be good.
The original Thigpen illustrations, those are going to go big on the Antiques Roadshow one day. It's gonna be huge.
Well, my daughter's got them. I don't know if the grandkids tore them up or not, but we'll see.
So, Paul, so your own children, your own grandchildren, they're on your mind as you see these books. How did your own Catholic faith, though, play a role in writing out these rhymes and verses about the birth of Christ?
You know, I'm a Catholic convert, and I wasn't yet Catholic then.
Wow.
Well, when I was writing, so it's kind of the basic, you know, gospel story told, but in the case of the ABC book, taking one word that starts with A and then B and then C like that, and this up through 10. But the interesting thing is that I've found, for instance, looking back now as a Catholic, I found that the one that for the letter M, what I had was Mary magnifies her Lord. And it was a reference to the Magnificat, you know, Our Lady's, my soul magnifies the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't even thinking in Catholic terms there, but of course, she's central to the story. So there, and I have a beautiful spread. John did the two in the counting book, as two shining faces wrapped in wondering joy. Mary and Joseph whisper grateful prayers. So it's, for me, it was almost prophetic in certain ways that some of the things that I wrote in those now have a whole new meaning to me, and I think an even deeper meaning for all Christian kids, but especially for Catholic kids.
That's funny you mentioned that, because when the book first got to me and I opened it up, I gasped on the spread of number 2 with Joseph and Mary. It's just such a striking illustration, so vibrant, And just goes perfectly with your verse. It's so beautiful. I'm speaking with author Dr. Paul Thigpen about his new children's picture book, A Child's Christmas Counting Book, out by Tan Books. Paul, if you were going to give parents today some advice about how to approach the season of Advent and the rush of Christmas and all the pressures that come with it with their own children, what would it be? What's your own experience tell you?
Well, you know, in our home, we had, you know, a number of traditions that we would do that even before I was Catholic, I'd kind of discovered Advent, and then my wife, you know, the same. And so one of the things we made a point of, even before we were Catholic, is that don't let Advent be swallowed up by Christmas. You know, not that Christmas is a bad thing, but the whole season of anticipation, the beautiful Advent wreath, just make it as tactile and as visual as possible. Fill it with as much music as you can. Let Christmas be Christmas and let Advent be Advent. So things like the Jesse tree, things like for sure the Advent wreath. I even designed and drew my own Advent calendar for my kids, and it was the scene of Bethlehem.
Wow.
But behind each door, when you open it, there was one little symbol or another, like one had a dove, one had a sword, one had a fire, one had a sheep. And then written at the bottom of it was a Bible verse that had to do with that symbol that all pointed to Jesus. So they all were things about Jesus. And amid the whole Advent season, night by night, we were reading a little Bible verse that came from the calendar and talking about Jesus, what it told us about Jesus. So just make sure he's at the center of the season. There are other things you can do. You know, if you put out a creche, a nativity scene, and, you know, it's traditional to hold the Christ child until Christmas Eve, put everybody else out and the manger's empty. But what a lot of families do is that they encourage their kids during Advent to, you have a bunch of little straws that you, you know, not soda straws, but straw, that you put in a little bowl or something next to the nativity. And then each day when a child does a good deed of some kind, maybe a little sacrifice, maybe helping their, you know, mom, or they're helping a sibling or dad, that then they get to put a little piece of straw in Jesus' bed to prepare for him, so that their good deeds are making a place in the home for Jesus to come.
I love that.
You know, just beautiful things like that that you can do to make sure Jesus is at the center, and to make sure that the season of preparation has its own place before the great joy of Christmas. Because then it means that when Christmas finally comes, wow, you know, it's wonderful, and it lasts itself much longer than just a day.
Right. I'm always yelling at my kids, you're going to have to take some straw out of Jesus's manger.
Oh, you do that with God.
Right. You're going to have to take it out. He's going to have a cold bed because of you. That's probably not the best way to use that. Paul, last question for you, though. At TAN, there's just been a great resurgence, I think, of great books for children. You have the First Faith Treasury with Katie Warner. You have Mr. Meehan's Mildly Amusing Mythical Mammals. You have all these great books that John Foley has illustrated. What do you think it is about a good children's book that makes people, especially at Christmas, I think, so excited?
It's the simplicity of it, I think. And usually the beauty too, but children's books, since they're like these, are illustrated. And so there's a chance for this whole visual delight, not just the story. And, but especially simplicity, it takes us back, I think, to our adults, back to our own childhood. It gives us a place to connect with our children that we may not connect with them every day, but just to go back to the basics, you know, here's Jesus in the manger. He came for us, and here's Mary, and here's Joseph, and look at the sheep, and he's the good shepherd. And so it just gives us a very fundamental place to be connecting with our children about our faith.
So important to do this season, and of course all through the year. Again, the book is A Child's Christmas Counting Book. Ask about it at your local Catholic bookstore, or you can find it online with a good sale this season at TAN Books, TAN Books.com. Paul, always such a pleasure to have you on with us today.
Oh, the joy is mine. Blessed Advent to you and all your listeners.